Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. I knew I shouldn't have given away that cat when my daughter was born.
What are you talking about, Dave?
A new study tells us babies exposed to allergens like cat dander before they turn one are less prone to asthma and allergies later. The key being that it has to be within the first year of the baby's life to see positive results.
Asthma has been rising since the early 1980s and is the most common condition in kids today. The worldwide sensitivity rates to one or more common allergens among school kids are approaching 50%.
Kids in homes with cat and mouse dander and cockroach droppings before turning 1 year old were far less likely to develop wheezing or allergies. And babies exposed to all three allergens fared better than those exposed to just two or one.
By age three, only 17% of kids exposed to all three had wheezing, compared to 51% of kids in clean homes. And kids exposed to both allergens and bacteria got the greatest protective effect.
The researchers believe infants' immune systems are stimulated in this unsanitized environment. Babies are also adopting beneficial bacteria, which may impact the development of their immune system.
This doesn't mean you should go get a cat just yet, because there could be other factors, including cigarette smoke or high stress. When we do uncover the causes of childhood allergies, imagine one day having a spray for your baby's crib to protect them against these illnesses. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.